am SFPD Interim Chief Paul Yep. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the San Francisco Police Department headquarters. You will soon be hearing from the public safety partners behind me, but I do want to quickly acknowledge each of them. Deputy Chief Sayumi Brannon of the San Francisco Fire Department, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, Deputy Director Robert Smuts of the Department of Emergency Management, and our District Attorney, Brooke Jenkins. We have been planning and preparing for everyone to have a fun and safe day while celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow here in our great city. Our residents and visitors will be celebrating the 249th anniversary of our great nation. Here is some important information. The bottom line is, if you see something, say something. First, let me say there is no known credible threat at this time. I repeat, there is no known threat to San Francisco at this time. Our police department and the safety partners with me here today are in constant communication with our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners for updates regarding any threat to San Francisco. The department has canceled discretionary time off for our police officers. We will have all available officers working on July 4th. We are prepared to respond to any incident that may occur, as we anticipate many residents and visitors will be out enjoying the 4th of July holidays. Anyone with information that may immediately affect public safety, please do not hesitate to call 911. We are also activating the Department Operations Center and will be monitoring the city and the event very closely. For those who are planning to watch the official fireworks display by the waterfront and Fisherman's Wharf, we want to remind everyone to celebrate responsibly. Plan ahead for your trip to San Francisco. Take public transportation or ride shares to get around the city if you are planning on drinking. Look out for one another. Designate a meeting spot in case of emergencies. As we're expecting large crowds coming, again, if you see something, say something. For non-emergency crime tips, please contact the SFPD at 415-575-4444. Once again, 415-575-4444. Or text the tip to TIP, T-I-P 411. So it's T-I-P 411. And start the message with SFPD. Before I bring up Assistant Chief Sayumi Brannon, I want to remind the public of the danger of illegal fireworks. Just last Thursday, the San Francisco Police Department seized hundreds of illegal fireworks, including various rockets and barrel bombs, inside of a stolen U-Haul van that was traveling throughout the city. In a separate incident, the Sheriff's Department will be discussing an additional illegal fireworks seizure. I want to thank our officers for taking these extremely dangerous explosives off our streets. These fireworks could have caused damage and destruction in our city. I want to remind members of the public that fireworks often lead to serious injuries, fires, and other critical incidents. Fireworks are illegal in San Francisco, and that includes possession and sales. Again, a reminder, call 911 to report any and all emergencies. Thank you. Next to speak is Deputy Chief Sayumi Brannon of the Fire Department.
Thank you, Chief Yep. Good morning, everyone. My name is Sayumi Brannon, Deputy Chief of the San Francisco Fire Department. The San Francisco Fire Department has organized multiple task force teams that are upstaffing and ensuring the safety of everyone in San Francisco. Every firehouse is fully staffed, and we are prepared. We have pre-fire plans for McLaren Park, Glen Canyon, the Presidio, and Golden Gate Park. Our wildland pickup trucks are positioned strategically across the city and are ready to deploy as needed for 24 hours. Please do not participate in illegal fireworks and keep lanes clear of traffic so that our rigs can help those in need. We encourage everyone to enjoy the holiday safely. Please stay alert, be aware of your surroundings, and have a safe and fun 4th of July. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Fire Chief. Our next speaker is our Sheriff, Paul Miyamoto.
Good morning. We all love a good celebration, but fireworks in San Francisco are not a part of that plan. All fireworks are illegal. If it launches, explodes, or whistles, it's not allowed. That includes all of the different types of fireworks that the chief mentioned. We want to make sure that the use of fireworks is left to the professionals. Any celebrations should be in conjunction with the planned events that we have down at the pier later on in the day. In the evening, we will have a fireworks celebration that everyone should enjoy, presented by professionals that work with the fireworks. As mentioned earlier, the police department, the sheriff's office, our law enforcement partners are all engaged in making sure that illegal fireworks are not on the streets. As was mentioned earlier, our staff also intercepted a stolen U-Haul truck, which had over 1,600 pounds of fireworks in it just a few days ago. Although we are very proactive in making sure that these don't end up on the streets in celebration or use, we do know that there are some out there. So we suggest to everyone, just don't light it. Leave the fireworks to the professionals. Remember, it's not just the users, but the property owners that allow the usage on their private property or in the streets. Please let us know. If you see something, say something. This 4th of July, let's all enjoy the holiday without putting the community at risk. We will all be out there ensuring that everyone remains safe, but we rely on the community to be our partners in that, to make sure that all of us collectively are safe. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Sheriff. Our next speaker is the Deputy Director of the Department of Emergency Management, Robert Smuts.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Robert Smuts. I'm Deputy Director of the Department of Emergency Management. I want to start by talking about 911. The 4th of July is one of our two busiest days at 911. In the busiest times, we have 3 to 4 times the normal call volume. We're staffing up to make sure we're prepared to provide assistance for public safety emergencies, but we're asking the public to help. Keep 911 for emergencies. If you're calling about a non-emergency, such as a noise complaint related to a firework, we encourage you to call 311 instead. Our colleagues at 311 are prepared to assist you for that. Whether you're calling about an emergency to 911 or a non-emergency to 311, one of the most important things is to provide the exact address of what is going on, as well as additional information. In the case of a firework complaint, if you have any information about the people setting off the fireworks, obviously the exact location of where that is very helpful for us to resolve those issues. I want to make a mention about preparedness. To keep everyone coming to see the city's official fireworks show safe, there are some basic steps you can follow. Number one, obviously, leave the fireworks to the professionals. Second, if you see something, say something. You can tell any uniformed public safety officer if you see them, or of course, call 911. And third, to be aware of what's going on, sign up for Alert SF. You can text your zip code to 888-777 to receive any updates in the event of an emergency. And that is it. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Our final speaker for this program is our incredible district attorney, Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Chief Yep, and thank you to our public safety partners who are standing in alignment today to ensure that we have a safe 4th of July here in San Francisco. My role is to come in and say that there will be consequences for those who are arrested for illegal fireworks sales, illegal fireworks usage, and any other crimes that are committed in our city over this holiday weekend. We have already received 2 cases involving the sales of illegal fireworks, one from SFPD that you just heard about, which we have in fact charged an individual with possession of fireworks for sale. That individual was arraigned this week and has set a preliminary hearing for his case. And we also received last night a case from the Sheriff's Department, as you just heard, involving over 1,600 pounds of illegal fireworks, likely intended to be sold in our city. And so, again, these are crimes, and my office is poised and ready to be able to charge those crimes when they do occur. If you do see people selling illegal fireworks in your neighborhoods, we do ask that you alert law enforcement. They are not only a danger to the people who use them, they are a danger to everyone within a neighborhood, as they could set fire to homes in our very dense and populated city. And so we stand together to make sure that we will have accountability and safety over this holiday weekend. And thank you to all my partners.
FBI alert of my attack, but there's no threat. And second, San Jose is using drones to see where they're going to use illegal fireworks. Are you guys going to do the same from the command center?
So for the first question, first I want to say I'm very thankful to the FBI for the work that they've done and the due diligence that they have to make sure that not only San Francisco is protected, but all of Northern California. So I'm very thankful for their report and their information that they provided us. I'll repeat again that there is no known credible threat in San Francisco. We are going to be fully staffed for every large-scale event. We prepare fully for every scenario that could happen. And I'm confident that anyone coming to San Francisco to celebrate the 4th of July should feel safe, have a fun, great time in this great city. We are fully staffed that day. We got you. Your second question regarding drones, we have a very specific policy regarding using drones. If there is a scenario where drones would be allowed for us to be used under our policy, we will deploy drones. We will be ready. Thanks for your question.
There's cities that usually have fireworks displays, but they have been canceled for reasons that have happened recently in the news. Are you guys, because of that, are you guys anticipating more people coming to San Francisco because there is a fully operational fireworks display that's going to be happening here?
Yeah, we are moving forward for this celebration. I invite people to come celebrate. We will be out in full force, all our partners here behind me. Feel confident, feel safe. We will continue to monitor. If anything changes, we certainly will inform the public. As of now, we plan to have a fun, safe event in San Francisco. Thank you.
Quick question.
Hi, Chief. I know that you said there's no specific or credible threat, but it sounds like the FBI report warned broadly of the possibility of a lone wolf attack. What should people be on the alert for? And is that, in fact, what the alert said, which is a possibility for any large-scale event? It's not just for this particular event. If you can verify that, and then also, what can you do? What should people be looking out for in terms of a potential lone wolf attack?
I'll say this. I'm going to repeat. If anyone sees anything that seems suspicious, inform us, call 911. Let a uniformed officer know right away, and we will take action. That's number one. We will continue to monitor for threats using all of our sources, and if a threat becomes known, we will make that known also. Listen, this city has many large-scale events throughout the year. We plan accordingly. We keep track of issues that happen throughout the world, throughout the United States, recent and past events, and we plan accordingly for those to mitigate those. So I, once again, feel absolutely confident that people can come to San Francisco and have a great 4th of July with their families and friends. It's precautionary, yes, but also going back to just anticipating large crowds in San Francisco, that's the staffing level that we need to be so that the city's safe, so that people can just come out and enjoy their time here. And not only the San Francisco Police Department, but as you see, the Sheriff's Department will be fully staffed. The fire department's here. The DA's ready to go. We have all our city partners through the Department of Emergency Management. So we are confident that this will be a great event once again for the city.
Are you guys also going to be partnering with like Public Works? Sometimes there have been like large trucks that have been placed in certain spots to try to block any kind of errant vehicle going into crowds. Should people expect stuff like that as well in order to try to protect large crowds?
Okay. We are well aware of vehicle ramming incidents that have happened in this country and throughout. We are prepared for any incident that could occur in San Francisco.
One more for SF Fire, if you don't mind. May I?
Yes.
We'd heard about the danger of fireworks that they pose in San Francisco. If you could explain the specific danger that we have in San Francisco in terms of our architecture, our buildings, and population density, why fireworks are so dangerous in San Francisco in particular.
Right. So all of our infrastructure in San Francisco, our buildings, are very close together. Many of our buildings are really old and not cared for properly. So there's going to be gutters that are full of dead leaves. There's going to be rooftops that may not have any sort of protection on them. And if any fireworks do go up in the air, they're usually driven by the wind, and they'll end up in places on top of roofs or in backyards where people don't necessarily go out and see that maybe a fire has sparked. Also, our vegetation, like in the Bayview Hunters Point area, is pretty vast. And if people light fireworks out there, it can ignite a brush fire that can move very quickly and impede upon our homes in that neighborhood. So we're really concerned and prepared for that to happen. So we're asking everyone, please don't light them off. Don't point them in random directions. Just stay away from illegal fireworks and just try to enjoy the day. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. That concludes our press conference. All right. Thank you. Good for it.